There's a shortage of lawyers to represent defendants who can't afford an attorney in northern Wisconsin, and that's led to some creative marketing. Last week, a local office of the state public defender in Spooner sent out an email looking for help from attorneys across the state. Their new approach? Helping list of tourist attractions in the area might get lawyers to take on cases being heard sometimes hours away from them for little pay. Kelly Thompson is the Wisconsin State Public Defender, and Ryan Reed is the Regional Attorney Manager for the State Public Defender's Superior Region, which includes that Spooner office. Kelly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me as well.
Ryan, let's start with you. What prompted this email from the State Public Defender's office in Spooner looking for lawyers from the rest of the state?
Well, thank you. In our area, there's not a lot of private bar that are taking our cases or able to take our cases. So we've gotten pretty creative trying to, you know, target other parts of the state to get people to come up to Spooner, Hayward, Burnett County, and take our cases. So we try to, you know, obviously talk about, you know, what types of cases they are, you know, court dates, you know, that the courts are flexible. But we'll also say there's other things up here to do while you're here, just to, you know, be creative and get people interested in taking our cases up here.
And Kelly, take us statewide now. What do things look like when it comes to trying to get public defenders, to get lawyers to show up and work as public defenders?
Well, thank you very much. So what is happening is we're a statewide public defense system in Wisconsin. We're very fortunate to have a statewide public defense system. We have fantastic public defenders throughout the state, but our staff attorneys cannot take all of the cases in the state. They have conflict cases and what we call overflow cases, just volume cases that sometimes our attorneys can't handle, again, because of the volume, because of the time and the workload. So we contract with private bar attorneys. Again, fantastic attorneys, private attorneys throughout the state who are willing to take our cases at the $40 an hour rate, which is the lowest rate in the nation. So statewide, this has been a really difficult issue. And over the last couple of years, especially the last year, a year and a half, 2 years actually, it has continued to be increasingly difficult, and I would say at a crisis level for us now.
And Kelly, let's talk about that number. People might hear $40 an hour. That sounds like a pretty sweet gig. Talk about what that means for paying a lawyer, though.
Certainly. So $40 an hour was what the rate was set when it was cut in 1995. And it has not changed. And that $40 an hour rate has to cover multiple things, not just that hourly rate for the attorney, but any overhead that they have. And what we're hearing from attorneys, they are losing money on our cases.
So they might be paying paralegals, they might be paying filing charges out of that.
Right. And what's happening is these attorneys that are fantastic attorneys, willing to do this work, want to be involved in indigent defense, but also be private attorneys, they aren't able to even have offices. They're not able to keep the lights on. They are now working out of their homes and their cars, which is also not necessarily always efficient or effective to run a law practice. So we're losing those small businesses downtown that would line the main streets because they're not able to do that anymore at that $40 an hour rate. And I can't emphasize enough that $40 an hour rate is the lowest in the nation. And so as fantastic Wisconsin is, where our economy is booming and unemployment is low, these attorneys are having to say no to us multiple times. In places like where Ryan is talking about, they're sometimes calling 500 and 600 attorneys or more across the state, asking them to come up and take these cases. And it's not just about us. It's about these individual people who are oftentimes sitting in custody waiting for their cases to be heard and we're not able to get them representation.
Ryan, can you talk about that? What kind of things are defendants in northern Wisconsin in particular facing when it comes to that wait for representation?
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I was actually just on the record the other day with the judge asking me, you know, we have a serious case, and he said, you know, quite frankly, Ryan, how long is it going to take? And I said, well, it could be, you know, we could put it out this week and we could get someone this week, or it could be 2 months, it could be 4 months, it could be 6 months. What makes it hard is the conflict cases. So, you know, if there's a situation where there's four people involved, we can take that one person, and usually we can get, you know, an attorney for the second person, but that third and fourth client, that person sitting in custody, has to wait sometimes 4 to 6 months for us to find an attorney that's willing to take, you know, a complex case, and they just, it's tough. It's heartbreaking sitting next to someone for a bail hearing or a status hearing and not being able to do anything to assist them. So, but with these emails and targeting people, we've definitely improved our ability to get attorneys up in this area of the state, but it's still a challenge.
Kelly?
Well, I was going to say we're fortunate. We maybe have some light at the end of this tunnel. Joint Finance met this week on the public defender budget, and they approved to increase the rate to $70 starting January 1st, 2020, which is just tremendous. This is our first increase since 1995, and this is has had bipartisan support. So, again, we're really excited about this. This has had the governor's support. This has had the legislature's support. Ryan can talk about the judges and court personnel and county boards up in his area, but throughout the state that are so excited that we might be able to get this rate. And they have been talking individually and specifically about their counties and about what they're seeing, and that has helped tremendously. We've had Department of Justice and we've had the chief of the Supreme Court all talking about this issue. So it's brought a lot of attention on a really difficult problem, but it's also talked about just how important our constitutional rights are for every individual in the state of Wisconsin.
We're talking to Kelly Thompson, Wisconsin State Public Defender, and Ryan Reed, Regional Attorney Manager for the State Public Defender's Superior Region. Ryan, let's stick with that number, $70 an hour. What do you see that changing when it comes to bringing in lawyers to provide this public defender work?
I think it's really going to help get people taking our cases in the area. I think it's going to make it, you know, realistic for new attorneys and seasoned attorneys to come up to these areas and open a practice, or for people that have a practice to expand their practice. You know, Kelly was talking about that $40 an hour. I mean, I keep hearing, you know, taking your cases, I would be operating at a loss. Like, I can't afford to do it anymore. And attorneys that really enjoy, you know, not just giving back by taking these cases, but enjoy criminal defense, we're just, I can't afford to take them, so they took other work. But I think the $70 an hour is really going to help us get people to reconsider taking our cases and to get people taking our cases again.
And Kelly, you mentioned the $40 rate right now makes us the lowest in the nation. Do we know what 70 would put us at in terms of other states?
We don't, only because we were talking about the hourly rate, because each states do it differently. But what we've done is tried to find a number that we believe and it's all anecdotal, there's nothing scientific, talking to attorneys across the state, something that feasibly that the legislature would be able to agree to because of the fiscal impact that it has. And again, it's for us a 75% increase, which is pretty significant. We're hoping this is a starting point, that we've been able to highlight an issue, and that, again, working with individual legislators as well as the entire legislature, both Republicans and Democrats and the executive branch and the courts, this has been really important. And I think it's really highlighted just the important work that our public defenders do and our private attorneys that take our cases. And it really is vital work to the criminal justice system.
And Ryan, I've talked to state lawmakers on the show in the past who have said a lot of parts of Wisconsin, especially rural parts of Wisconsin, don't have enough lawyers, period. Not just public defenders, but attorneys in general. Do you think that is a part of the problem that needs to be tackled? Even if you're bringing an attorney from Milwaukee, it seems like it'd be more convenient to have somebody within a, you know, hour and a half drive instead of a 5-hour drive.
No, and I agree. And I think part of the issue with the low rate is, you know, if you're a young attorney starting out or an attorney thinking of moving their practice, our cases sometimes are really helpful to get people in the door, you know, get that practice open. And I think the $40 an hour has been kind of a barrier to people considering coming to this area. So I think having it being $70 an hour would really help. I mean, I don't think it's, as Kelly said, I think it's a first step. I don't think it's going to be, you know, completely solve the problem, but I think it's going to be definitely a good first step to get people up here and to be a way to get people to consider maybe more moving to rural Wisconsin and these areas where we are missing a lot of attorneys, not just for our cases, but, you know, family law cases, mm-hmm. small claims, etc.
Kelly, did you want to jump in on that?
I was going to just agree with Ryan. I think Wisconsin is a beautiful state, and up in northern and rural parts of Wisconsin are gorgeous. And getting people to visit and perhaps take cases up there, perhaps they'll see how important and critical they are to those the local fabric and the local communities, and will open their practices. We've been working with the law schools on this. This is an issue that people are aware of, getting especially those young attorneys to move into those already existing practices or open up their own practices in rural Wisconsin. We need people up in those areas.
Now, I know with the public defender shortage in northern Wisconsin, there has actually been a suit filed in the name of some defendants who have had long waits in jail. I know your name is involved in this suit, Kelly. I don't know how much you can talk about that, but is there something you can say about that suit?
Unfortunately, because it's a pending suit, there's not much I can say about it. It is moving through the courts. But at this point in time, there isn't much I can say about it. I'm hoping that with the increase from $40 to $70, that will alleviate a number of the issues that were pointed out in the lawsuit, and that is the lack of attorneys taking our cases.
And Ryan, as we wrap up, there was this email campaign to try to get attorneys from elsewhere in Wisconsin. Have you gotten any payoff from that?
We have. Being more direct with our, I hate to say marketing, but being more direct with our marketing and our targeting, being creative and, really being persistent with attorneys, I think it really has helped improve our ability to offer, a constitutional right to assistance of counsel. So I really applaud my clerical staff for going above and beyond and really focusing on these attorneys and really helping our clients. So I think it has.
Ryan, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Kelly, thanks for coming up to the studio.
Thank you so much. I do really appreciate it. It's an important issue to highlight, and anytime we can come in and talk about the criminal justice system, we're happy to.
Ryan Reed is the regional attorney manager for the State Public Defender's Superior Region, and Kelly Thompson is the Wisconsin State Public Defender. They join us to talk about the reimbursement rate for lawyers representing indigent defendants. That's one that's currently the lowest in the nation at $40 an hour. They say it's making it hard to provide timely trials in many parts of the state.